Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and welcome to Seller Notes. Well, okay, it's the middle of March.
Yeah.
We're all getting a wee bit Irish there.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, let's talk a little bit of dark beer and not the big G.
Yeah, we don't have to. We can get past Guinness Stout.
There's
a ton of other dark beers. I tasted a bunch of you. I love them. I just love them. They were so much fun. Let's start with the Oliver Brewing Company Speed of Darkness Imperial Russian Stout. This is a local brewery. This is just, it's a dark beer. It's so dark, and it's rich. It's so rich, and it's just got deep flavors. Really, really enjoyable. What makes it an Imperial Russian Stout, though?
Well, because high alcohol, very dark stouts were a beer preference from the original czars.
How about that?
So some of the English brewers would produce them and send them to Russia, and that's how they became Imperial Russian Stouts.
Gotcha. 8.5%.
So that's about right.
That's about right. Here's one that tickled me. 1623 Brewing Company, Vaquero's Cannoli Cowboy Milk Stout. Hugh, okay. I don't think I tasted any cannolis in it, but it was it was kind of fun. It was something that had strong flavors. The acidity was actually kind of flavorful in itself. There's a rich malty layer and a fair amount of sweetness in it, which I guess comes from the milk sugars that they're using. I don't know about the cannoli, but I thought this was a pretty nice beer. I liked it a lot. That's at 4.5%, and it's about $11 for a six-pack. Here's one I really thoroughly enjoyed, Manor Hill Brewing's Porter. And I consider this to be museum-quality porter. It just touched all the boxes. And I love porter. This one was as dark as motor oil and just about as thick. It had classic bittersweet aroma, malty with a touch of iron, which is something I get. It may sound strange, but it's there. And when you drink it, it seems dense and very rich. The mellow roasted malt dominates. But the ale, I think, is just off dry, not necessarily overtly sweet.
What's the alcohol?
This is 5.5, which is very nice. $12 for the six-pack. It's my beer of the week. I thought it was just great. Here's one that really kind of threw me for a loop. Dewey Beer's Bake Club Imperial Stout. And all I have to say is imagine chocolate coconut cake in a bottle.
Okay.
And that's what this is. $22 for, you know, a six-pack of it, and 12.5% volume, alcohol by volume.
Yeah. So that's an Imperial.
That's an Imperial. Now, here's one that I thoroughly enjoyed, and it's another porter. It's from the Great Lakes Brewing Company. They're out of Cleveland, correct? And it's called the Edmund Fitzgerald Porter.
That one's been around a long time.
It has.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, it deserves to be here. I thought this was so classically porter. It really pleased me. It's mild enough that I thought it's almost a session porter. You know, you can kind of just knock a couple of these
back. 4.5% or thereabout.
Actually, 6. But
really,
But it's still
it's named for the Edmund Fitzgerald that sank there in the Great Lakes.
Yeah, for sure. You know, great song. And
At
$12 for a six pack, I thought it was a really good value. As we're getting into, you know, St. Patrick's Day, this really is a great chance for people to try a few things. You know, think outside the box a little bit. Try some of these. I think you're going to like them.
Yep.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, no green beer. And you're listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.